The general consensus that we see of yoga represented would have us believe that flexibility is the primary achieving goal when it comes to practicing yoga. Flexibility is of great importance, especially as we age. However, many hesitate to even try yoga due to a feeling of inadequacy in regards to not being flexible enough, as if that were a prerequisite. Welcome to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, the podcast for yoga teachers to learn tips, techniques, and teaching approaches in order to build confidence and success teaching yoga. I am your host, Sandy Raper, and on this podcast, I am going to share with you my strategies and approach to teaching, along with stories from many teaching experiences that have supported me within a thriving teaching career for over two decades. Before we get further into today's episode, I want to encourage you to hit the follow button. When you follow the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, not only does it make the show and new episodes more easily available for you to find, but it also supports the podcast in growing and connecting with other potential listeners as the podcast is recommended to others. Your follow is a big deal, and I appreciate your support as a loyal listener. I also want to take a quick moment and share about a project that I am excited about and I have been working on for most of this year, it seems. And a few months ago, I shared on the podcast in regards to the change of the publishing episode schedule and the frequency and how often I would release new podcast episodes. And it was all in order for me to accommodate my ability to actually work on some pretty big projects. And one of these big projects that I want to put out there on your radar now and share with you is that I have written a book. Yes. And it is in its final publishing stages. And it should be set to release early next year. I cannot wait to share more about this with you and more about Teaching from the Heart, which will be another great resource for you to have as I share a collection of lessons within this book from over two decades of experience teaching yoga. These lessons are packed with everything I would want you to know in order to become highly skilled in teaching and sharing the practice of yoga. And it all begins in the heart. Stay tuned as you will be the first to know about this much anticipated release. Back to today's episode. When it comes to teaching yoga, my new catchphrase, and possibly a t-shirt, is stability is the new flexibility. I believe in this declaration so much that it has become the backbone of how I sequence and the type of asana practice you would experience when you take a class with me. Today, I thought I would share with you three overarching, really essential principles to consider and apply when it comes to practicing and teaching yoga. When these three principles are thoughtfully woven within the fabric of the classes you lead, or even your overall attitude and approach as a student when you practice, then the encounter and experience created will be more of one that is less about an external performance of achieving flexibility, but instead one where you become equipped and empowered within the interior landscape, where flexibility is achieved but rather it's within an attitude and state of mind that is well beyond the Western physiological aspect of what we associate flexibility with. Before I share these three overarching principles of sequencing, it's important that we dial into a deeper understanding of what flexibility is. Perhaps a skewed understanding or a lapse in translation is where our interpretations and attachments even to flexibility requirements stems, and it creates the obstacle for many feeling like they aren't flexible enough to even practice yoga. From a physical viewpoint, which is the lens and definition that I feel like most are viewing this concept, flexibility is defined as the intrinsic property of body tissues, which determines the range of motion achievable without injury at a joint or group of joints. From the perspective of mindset or attitude, flexibility is something or someone that is able to change easily and adapt to different conditions and circumstances as they occur. Well, I like that last definition. It seems very beneficial, and it certainly seems like an endeavor worth pursuing. But here's the tricky part, though. I believe we have tendencies to bypass this aspect and override even because of this lack of patience that we need that is going to be asked of us. And we approach the yoga practice and the yoga postures through solely the end result that we envision or we see pictures of within our minds or these images we see on social media that we aren't experiencing or seeing clearly all that is encompassed within the experience that is to be had within the journey towards the flexibility of mind, body, and spirit. Today, I want to share some insight and possibly a shift in perspective of how you approach the practice and how you teach the practice if you're listening and you're a yoga teacher. What if our focus and emphasis wasn't solely on the achievement of flexibility as the end result, but rather our approach was one that offered us the opportunity to first establish a strong developmental sense of the other key attributes of the practice that will ultimately provide us, both physically and mentally, the flexibility we desire as a byproduct of the approach we've taken. In this perspective and approach, a solid foundation is laid that supports the flexibility in mindset and attitude for adapting to change with more ease, as I mentioned earlier. Let's begin with the first principle or approach to sequencing: stability before flexibility. Muscle groups operate in concert, alternately contracting and stretching in precise, coordinated sequences to provide the wide range of movements of which our bodies are capable. There are two major schools of scientific thought on what actually most limits flexibility and what should be done to improve it. The first thought focuses not only on stretching muscle fiber itself, but on increasing the elasticity of connective tissues, the cells that bind our muscles together, what encapsulates them, and what becomes part of a network with other organs. And the second school of thought focuses and addresses on the stretch reflex with our functions of the autonomic involuntary nervous system. Well, yoga works on both, and that's why it's such an effective method for increasing flexibility. Seek to curate sequences that support first the components of integration into stability, And this may be reflected in strength building postures that recruit the larger muscle groups of the body to come together to ensure that the mobility aspect of the major joints of the body are supported and that they are secure to ensure the healthy range of movement that we seek as we move in and out of the various yoga postures, as well as the thoughtful attention to the static holds that we explore at the same time. So create stability, and from stability, we look to see that flexibility will start to become a byproduct. That expansion that we seek will be a byproduct, but first stability needs to be created. The next principle of sequencing to consider in your focus and your emphasis when you practice or if you're leading yoga asana classes is to seek alignment before range. I'll highlight here that alignment is subjective and reflected differently in the vast array of bodies that practice. Within this principle of alignment before range, it's not about going deeper, which for me, I believe tends to be another perceived goal of the yoga practice or another myth, really. So as teachers, if we're not careful, then our language and the direction that we focus on might skew this aspect. And actually, students may feel that they should always be seeking to go beyond where they are in that given practice time. Well, what if the edge or the challenge of the pose that day is about showing restraint and exploring what that space has to offer instead of always going deeper? Align into the pose and then wait for an invitation that might suggest the exploration of a different aspect of range within the tissues is being invited to explore. The third principle of sequencing is choosing adaptability over flexibility. Adaptability creates accessibility, and when students can access the practice in a way that sets them up successfully, whether that's physically or mentally, then it will begin to support relevance and discipline to continue pursuing and exploring the yoga practice and all that is waiting for them to be supported in the practice of life. When the practice is made adaptable and it's accessible, then it's no longer this feeling that you're trying to fit into something, or the student's not thinking that that's the goal of the experience, that they fit into a shape. Rather, they find the shape that fits them. And this is another principle to highlight the need for restraint and diminishing that goal aspect of always needing to go beyond where you are. I believe it brings a level of practicing contentment and that you have all you need in that moment. Adaptability might come in the form of a variation of a particular yoga pose being offered, and the use of exploration with props. Be mindful that your language, if you're teaching, and your cues, that they suggest choice and offer empowerment rather than any undertones that suggest conceding, or if you can't do this, then do this, a variation instead that might suggest to the student a less than option. Your suggestion of options offering adaptations should be just that, without anything flavoring that option with a subtle suggestion of diminished skill level or a hierarchy of levels within the practice. Here's where your choice of words as a teacher is so important. You could mean well in your intention, but your choice of words could imply differently. I like to intentionally use adaptive postures and sequences and let those actually be the only variation that I'm offering at that moment. it isn't a matter of if you can't do this, then take your prop, your strap, or your block, or whatever it may be. Instead, I prefer to just cue the expressed posture using the prop, the block, the strap, whatever it may be, without anything extra added. Or I might say, today we're going to explore this aspect or focus in the shape. And then I'll instruct students to take their block or prop, and I begin to set them up in that variation. This diminishes any suggestion of levels in the poses and invites everyone with curiosity or exploration by instead stating that this might be a different approach that day. And I invite them into that fresh encounter of the experience of that adaptive pose that day. When it comes to the action and alignment aspect of sequencing, it's important to not get caught up in rigidity or rules. Rather, explore these various principles that I have offered to you today and see how you can present and approach sequencing and practicing when you're practicing as a student through the lens of these principles. Supporting and empowering students with your focus, your emphasis, and intention on equipping them with how to practice is as much your role as teacher as it is providing them with a practice experience. When you seek to support students with how they can experience the practice with stability, adaptability, and accessibility principles, then you are gifting them with a powerful resource and applied knowledge of how to approach the asana practice in a way that increases function and relevance for their time on the yoga mat and how to actually apply it off the mat and into their lives. I encourage you to give it a try for yourself. Establish these key principles in your own personal approach to how you practice. And once you embrace this in your personal practice, then it will naturally spill over into how you lead, how you share, and how you teach the practice to others if you are listening and you're a yoga teacher. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Feel free to reach out or leave a comment in this episode. If this episode or any other episodes make an impact on your personal perspective or approach to the practice of yoga or teaching yoga, then even consider leaving a review in Apple Podcast. Until we meet again, thank you. Thank you for joining me today, and I wish you well along life's journey. And I'll look forward to spending time with you in the next episode.